Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. We are in Titus chapter 3. We've arrived at the fifth verse, which is probably the apex of the book. It's the moment that we've all been waiting for, It's where Paul describes what happens when someone who is a fool, disobedient, deceived, hateful, encounters the kind love of God personified through Jesus and accepts and receives his love and kindness by faith. 4 and 5 of Titus 3. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. 6. Whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. 7. That having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I want to deal with the things that Paul talks about in the fifth verse today, and then get into, I'll probably take a couple days on that, and then try to get into the sixth and seventh verse. We'll take some time off for the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., as we'll talk about something else on Thanksgiving. How your salvation comes about is, in the fifth verse, not by works of righteousness which we have done. Now, this is such a Pauline statement that it's difficult to imagine the Apostle Paul any other way, particularly to imagine him as Saul of Tarsus, who clung to the law. He would say in Romans chapter 3 and verse 20, therefore by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So the law does not bring righteousness, but not only does it not bring righteousness, it brings the knowledge of sin. So the more you embrace the law or teach the law, present the law, the more that you give people the knowledge and the equipment to sin. So the complementary text of Titus 3:5 tells us that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to his mercy he saved us. Mercy is probably most easily defined as the withholding of what we deserve. We deserve to be judged for our sins, but God is merciful to us in that he sends Christ, which is grace, so that we don't receive what we deserve, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. And it's there that I want to spend today and tomorrow. The washing, excuse me, got a little throat issues. The washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. The washing phrase could be taken all the way back to the Old Testament, where there's repeated washings in the tabernacle and then personified by Jesus when he tells Nicodemus that a man is born again by blood and by water. The baptism of Jesus done to fulfill all righteousness. The water that flows out of the spear-pierced side of Jesus where blood and water flow. The repeated admonition to baptism in order that the new convert have an identification with a resurrected life. And then the washing of regeneration in Titus 3, telling us that what Christ does is actually regene the believer. The phrase regeneration means what it sounds like it means. It puts new genes inside the believer, new DNA, which takes you from an old creation under the first Adam to a new creation under the last Adam. Your salvation is not just a coat you put on and then take off. You have been re-gened, retooled from the inside out. I'm going to give you the implications of that on tomorrow's podcast. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.